Thank you and good morning. Speakers at the 2018 Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit discussed how the future of animal agriculture could look. Summit speaker Janet Riley, Senior Vice President of Public Affairs at the North American Meat Institute, spoke specifically about up-and-coming consumer trends.
We're going to continue to see consumers removed from agriculture. That's not going to change. And the big challenge there is not just that they're not informed about agriculture, but that they're more easily misled by activists who would want to show them a video, and they don't have the critical skills to discern what's not accurate because they may not have seen what is accurate. So we really need to be focusing on reaching consumers with accurate information and kind of inoculating them against the activist videos.
It might not pay to rehearse conversations with consumers. Riley explains why.
It's clear that today millennials and younger consumers want really authentic and unrehearsed communication. So that's why that personal connection is so important. We now have a generation of consumers who've been raised on shows like The Daily Show or Stephen Colbert, where they get their news in humorous and entertaining ways. They've been raised on YouTube. So we need to touch them in all those ways. And everything doesn't have to be polished and beautiful with gorgeous music. You know, we need to touch them in authentic ways. I've done a lot of shows in my career. I've been on Dr. Oz, I've been on Martha Stewart, all the networks, but I've never had a reaction like the one I had when I went on the Jon Stewart show and debated Neil Barnard of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. And yeah, I had to play along with some jokes, but it really connected with people, and I was told that, wow, you know, you weren't taking yourself so seriously. You were really showing us something about yourself.
Riley's advice for beef producers is simple.
Don't underestimate your expertise. If you're in animal agriculture, you know more than you think you do, and you know more than most consumers. So be honest, be open, be respectful of their level of knowledge, and if you can't answer a question, don't worry about it. Be honest, but then tell them, I'll get back to you. I know who to ask that question of. I can get you that information, and I'll get back to you and make sure you get back to them.
That was Janet Riley of the North American Meat Institute. While they don't prescribe medications, the Federal Communications Commission is involved in the medical profession, especially in rural areas. Federal Communications Commission Chair Ayat Pai says they have a program that involves improving medical access to broadband in rural areas.
So we have an FCC program known as the Rural Healthcare Program. It essentially gives subsidies to healthcare facilities that allows those facilities, like hospitals, to buy access to the internet so they can do telemedicine and things like that. And the budget for that program hadn't been changed in 22 years. It's been set at $400 million. And so I propose to increase it by 43%, about $171 million, to make sure that all kinds of rural communities have the ability to engage in telemedicine. It's a critical service, especially for parts of the country that don't have access to adequate health care in that town itself.
The rural health care program is very beneficial for rural health care facilities, and he's encouraging them to sign up.
So they would submit applications and essentially get subsidy that would allow them to get a discount on internet access. And it's a very powerful proposition for a lot of these places where it might be hard to attract a specialist to come move into town, but if you can have a high-speed connection to another facility, then that allows you to do some really interesting things. I've traveled around, been to Lecanto, Florida recently to visit a VA facility, and I met a man named Gordon who's able to do, through telemedicine, he's able to get consultations with experts from anywhere in the country, and it really makes a big difference in the health of individuals and the overall community.
In addition to increasing access to telemedicine for rural healthcare providers, the overall goal is to help increase broadband access and efficiency throughout rural areas. Any interested healthcare outlets need to contact their internet service providers to apply for the program.
Technically, it's actually the provider that they would be looking at using that would submit the formal application, but they would be the ones expressing interest in it. And so ultimately, that's one of the things that we're hopeful for, is that by these providers, these telecom providers, getting some of the funding through the Rural Healthcare Program, that incentivizes them to build even faster networks that would allow hospitals and other institutions in these communities to be able to connect to the internet. And so that's one of the things that is intended as well, is not just for the healthcare facilities to be able to access the internet, but for the networks themselves, be bigger, better, stronger, faster than ever.
That was Federal Communication Commission Chair Ayat Pai. The USDA has agreed to adjust 2017 compensation for bison losses. The National Bison Association commended the U.S. Department of Agriculture's decision to increase in the Livestock Indemnity Program, or LIP, compensation rates offered to producers suffering losses in 2017 and thanked two U.S. senators for their assistance in facilitating that decision. USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey informed U.S. Senator Michael Bennett and Mike Rounds earlier this week that the USDA Farm Service Agency would be receiving a revised model to determine the compensation to producers filing claims for eligible death losses in 2017. The senators had contacted the USDA at the request of the National Bison Association. LIP is designed to provide producers with 75% of market value from losses incurred from covered events such as drought or fire. However, producers filing claims for losses incurred in 2017 were offered compensation rates of about 25% of market value. After the National Bison Association contacted the USDA with information regarding actual market prices, the USDA Farm Service Agency agreed to revise its methodology for determining the value of live bison for 2018 and future years. Tuesday's announcement assures that producers suffering losses in 2017 will receive compensation based on the new methodology. "This is great news for bison producers in Colorado and across the country," said Senator Bennett. "After hearing about the unfair compensation rates in 2017, we asked USDA to use their recently updated model to reevaluate 2017 claims. We're pleased that Undersecretary Northey was so responsive and is now taking steps to correct discrepancies from the USDA's multi-year delay in updating rates. Our amendment to the Senate Farm Bill will ensure such a delay will not happen in the future." South Dakota is a top state for bison production, said Senator Rounds. "Our producers shouldn't be unfairly punished for the federal government's failure to update its payment mechanisms in a timely manner. With record bison losses in 2017, we appreciate Undersecretary Northey's efforts in recognizing the importance of updating the LIP's compensation formula and continuing to support our bison producers during times of hardship." National Bison Association Executive Director Dave Carter said, "We thank Undersecretary Northey and the USDA Farm Service Agency for agreeing to rectify this inequity in the Livestock Indemnity Program. And we are especially appreciative of the bipartisan leadership offered by Senators Bennett and Rounds to help convince the USDA to implement this change." In a related development, Senators Bennett and John Thone successfully offered an amendment to the 2018 Farm Bill directing the Secretary of Agriculture to work with the bison industry to update the market information utilized to establish LIP compensation rates. "We are pleased that the bill approved by the Senate Agriculture Committee this week contains this provision, which will assure that real-time market values are utilized as the basis for LIP compensation rates," noted National Bison Association Executive Director Dave Carter. In local events, the Montgomery County Fair continues today with the Beef Show, starting at 9 a.m. Macoupin County Fair begins next Tuesday with the Twilight Harness Races, beginning at 6 p.m. Wednesday, the 27th, the 4-H judging will start at 8 a.m. with swine, followed by sheep at 1. Thursday at 10 a.m. is the 4-H Beef Show, and the junior auction is later that night at 6:30 p.m. Friday, starting at 8 a.m., is the Open Cattle Show, poultry at 9, and goats at 1 p.m. Saturday the 30th is a busy day at the fair, beginning at 8 a.m. with the Section 15 FFA Fair. The rabbit show begins at 9 a.m., the open goat show at 9:30 a.m., and the open horse show starts at 10 a.m. That's all the time we have on your farm show this morning. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.